The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. Coming up, Nicole tells your fortune, looking ahead. So get out your crystal and stay tuned with Mistress Nicole. All dressed in leather, you won't forget her. You want to love her and you won't let go. Who's that woman, crazy woman, Nicole?
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to a Monday. Ugh. I'm not a big fan of Mondays. And Mondays apparently don't really like me too much either. So the guest that I had thought was going to come through for today didn't. So it's just been one of those days. After one of those weekends, after one of those years, I suppose. So, well, the phone lines are open today. 954-889-6410 is the phone number. If you're on, what's it called? Skype. You can Skype me. I'm Nicole Sandler, all one word. And yeah, there are probably other ways to get through too, but let's focus on those two for now. I have some stuff to share with you through the day and some stories and things, but basically today is sort of a free day. Now, I do want to tell you about, no, I'm not going to tell you the guest because nothing was confirmed. It was just, there were a few things I went after today and it turned out that just nobody was available. But the one guy I really, really, really wanted to talk to is somebody that I have not met. I've never even been in contact with him. I just found a video that he made and it was the best explainer of why you need to get a vaccine. It was so good. And I found where who the guy is. I found him. Well, this original video, I guess, went out on TikTok and somebody tweeted it and it blew my mind. And so then I tried to find him. I finally found him on Twitter because his Twitter name is not the screen name that he uses on TikTok or on YouTube, but I found him. And I found his email address and I emailed him and I tweeted at him, but I got no response. And I'm bummed. Hopefully one of these days I will hear from the guy who goes by the name of Drew Comments. And the reason this is so important is because, well, you know it. You feel it. We are in the fourth wave of COVID now. And it didn't have to be that way. It shouldn't be that way. We should be, you know, on the downside of this. Now, I understand we have a whole wide world out there and the rest of the whole wide world doesn't have access to the vaccines we have. But still, it was going to be a little better. It was going to be. That's the key phrase there. And then people in this country are just batshit crazy. You've got the Flat Earth Society, who I think includes the Trumpers. These people who just deny—they don't believe science. Science doesn't exist. They think that some nameless, faceless person on the internet can tell them more accurately about whether or not they should take the vaccine than their doctor. Then anybody who has a medical degree or is a scientist or a researcher, it's amazing. It's just as mind blowing. So we've all heard the arguments. I mean, look, I heard from somebody. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to out her, but somebody that I know, who I know is a school teacher, and it turns out she is not vaccinated yet. And I said, how could you not be vaccinated? She said, well, I don't go anywhere. I really don't go anywhere. I just, you know what? I go shopping once a week and that's about it. Well, that's what she said. But then the next day, I know she went out to an event. So don't tell me that. There's no reason at this point not to get vaccinated. So I'm going to share with you this video. I will post it on my blog along with today's show because I post the show every day. I post the audio podcast of it. I post the video version. I post any links to guests or articles that I discuss. You can always find the show at NicoleSandler.com/ followed by the date in this form. It would be month-date-year. So for instance, today it's 7-26-21. NicoleSandler.com/7-26-21. It's so easy. You can find any day's show at any time. And there's no paywall. You know that. This show is like the public radio model where it's free for anyone and everyone to listen to or watch, however you choose to consume talk media these days, because it's not all radio anymore. And if you enjoy it and listen regularly and can afford it, you'll kick in a few bucks, I hope. So I hope you will, because, you know, I need it. But that's the way it works. Ah, and we have our first caller of the day who's not even waiting for me to get to this first video. Someone from the San Francisco Bay Area, it seems. Hi, who's this?
This is Spocko.
Oh, hey, Spocko. Hi. So I asked Spocko to call, and Spocko is an old friend. And Spocko, I saw you posted something, you tweeted something about you're going to a virtual book event this afternoon, or this evening, my time, this afternoon, your time, with Philip Rucker and Carol Lenig, who wrote the one of the new books on Trump, yeah?
That is correct.
And
I have some great questions for her.
Oh, good. Well, because good. Yeah, and you know what? We need to talk because I am speaking with Philip Rucker on Wednesday. He's going to be on the show. Now, because they're so busy and in such high demand, you know, I got a half hour with him, but I'm recording at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it won't be live during the show. It'll just be a few hours before the show. I was told I'm going to get one of them. They didn't tell me which one. And just today I got the confirmation that it'll be Philip Rucker. So the problem is, you know, I interviewed Michael Bender on Friday, and so I've got these books, and they sort of mush together, so I can't remember what I read in one book and not the other book. But so I'm hoping you can help me prep for the interview.
Well, I have a very specific focus that I'm working on, and I'm working on a kind of a long-term piece that I love to talk to you about. And it kind of dovetails into what we're talking about. My overall focus is to find out who it was who was responsible for, on the Trump campaign, on spreading COVID during his rallies. And so I've been looking at this from two different ways. One is looking at the cost of the rallies. And so I started with Tulsa, and I'm moving on the actual cost to the communities, the rallies, and then the impact of COVID spreading within that community. And, you know, the cost of that, the human cost, et cetera. And one of the reasons I started with Tulsa is because I know, and I was writing about it at the time, which was, remember, there was no vaccine at this time. So people
right.
are going, is this safe? Or this could be a, you know, a super spreader event. And since then, I've been doing a lot of research into this and asking, why wasn't it a super, I mean, it was an event, we found this. Why was nothing, why wasn't it stopped? What happened when it stopped? When it wasn't stopped? And then, you know, how much it cost. So, and I don't want to get, you know, off into the weeds on this, but I've been very specifically looking into what laws were broken at the time. And a lot of people look and they, you remember the video and they show the people pulling off the stickers, off the chairs. You remember that?
Right.
And it turns out that there was no law for masks at the time or social distancing, just guidance. And the organization, which was the it was ASM, which is global, which is the venue holder, they had entered into a contract with the Trump organization, asking specifically, these are the guidance that we will agree to at the event. And I talked to this great reporter at Billboard magazine, who followed this whole thing up and saying, you know, what happened there, why it happened. So when those stickers were pulled, that was a violation of their contract. And in that violation, when they did that, it would have invalidated all those liability waivers that people signed. Remember that?
It was kind of
like, yeah, you know, we won't hold them hostile. Because then it would become gross negligence.
Yeah.
Because they didn't protect the people. So I asked them, like, well, why didn't that get followed up? Well, you know, they didn't want to sue them. They didn't want to get, because they had future venues they're going to go to. So that got dropped. And so I said, okay, so it wasn't a law at the time to do this. The law that they broke was a contract law. But what else was going on at the time? So I started looking into the stories about the testing there. And Carol Lenig, in actually reporting from Josh Dusan and Dusay and Carol, and following up on the event, where they actually looked at, well, what was the deal with the testing? Why was it not, done? And this is from her book. And so here's the section from the book that we can ask about, and I'll read it from there.
Okay.
Page 199.
Okay.
On June 20th, around noon, hours before the evening rally, under white tents in the shadow of the arena, a group of contract nurses tested campaign staffers, event officials, and other VIPs for possible coronavirus infection. In just 2 hours of testing, six people tested positive. Ooh. And so then it was that, you know, Trump freaked out. And they had the next thing was when the news of the positive test was reported, the president was livid. He said, within 30 minutes, campaign staff appeared at the nurse's tent and interrogated medical staff. Had any of them discussed results with the reporters? How had the information gotten out? And the healthcare workers, you know, were insulted. And they said that one of the things that they did was, right after that, the campaign staff gave a new list of people who to be tested. The list was much shorter than original. And this was this clampdown on testing to prevent discovery of who else was infected.
Okay. So Spocko, let me interrupt you for 1 second, Spocko. So this was the Tulsa rally. This was the first rally after the lockdown when Trump finally said, I can't do it anymore. I can't stay here anymore. I got a campaign. I'm going to go do rallies again. Mm-hmm. So this was the first one back, right? When nobody knew what was going on. Okay. Just to refresh our memories. And so that's when they started doing these testing. They found that there were staffers. These were six staffers who were infected?
Yes.
Wow.
And there was, and this was, and again, timing is really important on this, because one, it's something that at the time, the Tulsa Department of Health, Dr. Bruce Dart, was saying, we really shouldn't do this. We should not have this. And there was even a lawsuit, and I spoke to the lawyers who did it. It was a very lawsuit was rejected because they said there was no actual, you know, law that might be, you know, broken there to do this. But one of the things they found out is, looked carefully at Oklahoma state law, is that when somebody finds out that they have tested positive or testing, they have to immediately give that information to the Oklahoma State Department of Health.
Okay.
And then the State Department of Health can make decisions on what to do with that information. However, if that information is postponed, delayed, held up, then they can't make an informed decision. And this is the critical, you know, point of where it was and what they could have done. I mean, they have the power to have stopped it or alert the public that this was, you know, infected people attended.
Well, of course.
And everybody could have self-quarantined.
Right. Well, here's the thing, Spock. And someone just said, wait, June 20th this year? No, this was June 20th last year. This was the first thing back after we were all locked down for a few months. And Trump decided that he was going to go out there and continue with his rallies, even though we were still in the middle of this pandemic. That's why it was so egregious. Now, just so people know, Spocko, you know, the regulars in the chat room know you because you know 6/20/20, John Doe, not 21. This was last year, the first one back when Trump started doing rallies again during the campaign. Remember, he was so pissed that he was stuck inside the White House. He couldn't get out on the road. Spocko is a pro. Spocko is somebody I've known for years who does media training. My listeners, many of them will remember Joel Silberman, who used to come on regularly, who did that, worked with candidates and public figures and, you know, taught them how to be interviewed. And Spacco does some of that too. But he also famously called out a right-wing radio station in Northern California for their misinformation, I guess, and shone the spotlight on them and got them in trouble. Can you tell us what that was about, Spacco?
Yeah, and this is, I would say another thing about this is a lot of my work is focusing on making sure that the people who actually did the horrific things are held responsible.
Right.
A lot of times I want to focus on, okay, so in these cases, it was this incredible violent rhetoric that these hosts were doing. Mm-hmm. And so I alerted the advertisers to this. And the goal of this is to say, just tell them, you probably didn't know this is happening. And so they said, this is horrible. This isn't what we believe in. Mm-hmm. And then they pulled their ad.
Right.
And they were vicious about it. They came after me. They sued me. It was owned by ABC Disney at the time.
All right.
For copyright violation.
Copyright violation.
I anticipated this and I prepared for it. And I made sure that everything was within the copyright laws. And so it turns out it costed the KSFO at the time,
KSFO,
you know,
right.
millions of dollars in ad revenue, lost 33 major hosts, sponsors.
Right.
And I've taught this to other groups who've used it successfully against Glenn Beck,
yep.
against Rush Limbaugh,
yep.
et cetera.
So you and sort of did the model that Media Matters used afterwards to go after Glenn Beck and others. Yes. I said
Angela
it, not you.
Was one of the people who I, you know,
you trained?
Coached in
cool.
terms of doing this.
Awesome.
I mean, they took their own campaigns. But the reason I'm talking about this is because one of my theories, methods, is to look at this from multiple angles. And to say, so I've looked at this, the Trump campaign rallies, not only to say, how did they spread COVID? What was the, and say, how come nothing stopped them? You know, what? Why did nobody stop them? Why has nobody held them responsible? And what are the methods to hold them responsible now?
Right.
And so it's not only just looking at it, but anticipating their methods of how they get around things. And this is where Carol Lennox's book comes out. Very important, because this in her previous book about the Secret Service, you might have read that crew report where they found out, like, you know, 900 Secret Service agents
got
were infected over this 1 year period of time.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about this, and this is a typical Trump methodology, is they hide things. In the case of the COVID testing and test reporting, in this case, they can use the confidentiality laws. But with the Secret Service, they also used, you know, their Secret Service. You know, we can't tell anything like this. So crew asked for this information from the Secret Service and, you know, Freedom of Information. And they said, we can't tell you when they were infected, where they were infected, and what time they were infected, or where they tested they were infected, because it's, you know, confidential. But we'll tell you how many. And the thing that she said in her last book, and they said also in this one, was that after the Trump, when they started testing the afternoon, somebody told, and this is important, campaign staff not to get tested in Tulsa, but to wait until they return home to headquarters in Arlington.
Uh-huh.
They did the same thing with the Secret Service agents all during the tours in multiple locations. And this is a big part of it, which is somebody within the organization, the campaign organization, gamed the system. It's a multi-jurisdictional, multi-state system where they can say, oh, okay, so we have to report information immediately to Oklahoma, but we got 24 hours if it's in Virginia to be tested because it's different laws. And if we just say, don't get tested, and then they won't be able to have it at all. What happens then? Well, the laws, and I've been working with this great group called the Network of Public Health Lawyers, who have explained that there are certain ways that they avoid this, but unless there's a you know, like a federal investigation, each state might just say, oh, well, they did what was tested here, not knowing
right.
that they shipped
so
off
you're
a
saying
whole group of people
basically,
to Virginia.
They did this, Spocko, so you're saying they did this basically to avoid being tested, to avoid being flagged as being infected so they could keep doing these stupid rallies?
That is correct.
Wow. I don't doubt it.
So the question is like, okay, so what happens? The people I say, oh, he'll get away with it. He'll do it. Yeah, they have ways to do this. They use the obfuscation and the privacy laws to cover it up. And so I said, so who does this testing? And, you know, a big part of this is that they say, you know, don't talk to the press. Well, they can't talk to the press,
yeah.
you know, about this stuff because it's confidential. However, the law says that they have to talk to the state health departments.
Okay.
So I've been trying to get that information and finding out, so what did they say and when did they say it and what time did they say it? Well, again, this is all confidential stuff, all right? The only way that this can be done is they need to have an investigation from the attorney generals in those states for the laws broken there. So I'm basically trying to alert the attorney generals in, you know, Oklahoma, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and New Jersey that those are the ones that I know that they shifted around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm talking to Glenn Kirshner from, you know, the Team Justice, the MSNBC, and I'm asking him, so how do I get these attorney generals to take this seriously? Because these clearly led to people getting sick and dying. And it turns out that he, about, you know, a few months ago, wrote to the attorney generals and said, Jared and those people,
right.
he believes they're guilty of manslaughter. And I said, okay, great. I'm going to take the same thing, narrowing it down, not to Trump, but to the people within the campaign, and it might be Brad Parscale, it might be Tony Ornato, who's his former Secret Service person, okay. who's had the campaign. It might be a staffer who ordered these changes, held it back, falsified.
Okay.
But I can't get this data. Only they can.
Okay, but then, Spocko, to what end? I'm just wondering where you're going to go with this. We know Trump didn't give a shit. He willingly infected people. He right. went to a Bedminster knowing that he tested positive, putting off a retest. So to what end? Then what do you do with it if you find out? Okay, so they knew they had a concerted effort to cover it up so they could keep doing these rallies and the more super spreader events. But then what?
Right. So, and this is, again, I have an end game for this as
okay.
well. One, you'd like to get somebody to take the heat for it, which means, you know, maybe, you know, say, oh, it's a misdemeanor to delay, you know, the thing, or maybe it's a felony but the lawyer said, so this is felony, which is falsifying data. We're talking obstruction of justice.
Right.
The other angle, which I think is kind of important, which is the intimidation of the witnessing. Okay, witnesses. So who was bullied into, you know, the health professional bullied into holding back data? And this is, you know, so I don't want, frankly, I do not want the healthcare officials, the nurses, the to be tested to be, you know, hit with this. I want the staffers who did this. And, you know, it's going to be, well, you know, they were just, you know, who was being following orders? Somebody decided this. I don't want to use the C word for the conspiracy, but this was across multiple states. So you get them, and I've picked, there's a federal organization that needs to look into this. And this came again up out from Carol Lennox's book. Right when the crew asked about this, it turns out the Secret Service agents also asked their inspector general, who was oversees them within the Department of, and said, would you check into this because we were ordered to do this? The Trump's appointed the inspector general for the Department of Homeland Security rejected their request. And so there's another organization, and it's headed by, it's a congressional committee headed by Benny Thompson of the Department of Homeland Security. And so it's going to ask him to say, could you look into this? We already know certain things. And that's what is going to reveal some information. When I say, you know, reveal, we want the people inside, they're the ones who could know what was held up when, and it'll be a misdemeanor or whatever.
Right.
The end game was also, so what happens with that? Well, if these people are, you know, felony with, you know, withholding information, it breaks the liability waivers.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who worked at the Tulsa, at the BOK Center can sue.
Right.
They can sue ASM, the event hosting management, will then turn around and sue, turn around and sue Trump. But the point is to get to have a pathway to liability and accountability in a way that Trump and the campaign understand.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to go necessarily after Trump.
Why?
The people to go after are the heads of these campaigns. And Noel Castler is great, and he talks about
Noel
how
Castle.
Trump
yes, he's been on the show,
a
right?
Between
yep.
him,
right, right.
In reality,
yep.
Okay, and so I say go after those people for the financial consequences after you've established that they broke laws in multiple states.
Okay,
and then you give something that the Trump campaign can feel.
Gotcha.
And,
okay. Well, Spocko, so, I wish you the best of yeah. luck. I know David brought in a sign, just a note, and it says Trump killed 999. So, you know, in case you were wondering. You do remember Herman Cain, 999. And yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He well, died. You know, at that rally. He was, I believe, at that rally, wasn't he? And then he got sick and died.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to some great, great reporters at in Tulsa, also one who got sick there. And the thing is they're always like, well, you can't send it, you know, directly. You can't, this thing about trying to prove it. Well, a part of that is because the Trump campaign withheld information for appropriate contact tracing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, remember when Trump himself was sick, and the question is, when was he sick, and where, you know, during the first debate?
Yeah.
Well, I looked into this as well and say, who tested him, and what did they do with that information?
Okay.
Well, most of the testing within the Trump organization was done by the
You know
White
what, Spocko, I'm going to interrupt you here just because this is going on forever. We're going to have to reconvene at another time because I got to move on. But thank you. Then let me know how the thing goes. So it's a thing happening this afternoon if people want to participate. Where does it through?
It's a Commonwealth Club, and
okay.
it's $5, you know, to
gotcha.
To listen into the stream, I guess.
Okay.
It'll be with Carol and Phil talking about
got
that.
It. Okay.
Again, hopeful.
Okay. Well, good luck, and let me know what happens with it. Because I'd love to, you know, I'd love to see you take them on. All right. Thank you, Spocko. That is Spocko calling from Northern California. It was just going on too long. But I adore Spocko, and I love that he gets on these roles and he holds people accountable. He calls them out for disseminating bad information and then makes them pay the consequences. So there's that. All right. Now, here's what I want to show you. I want to show you this this video that I found from this guy who uses the screen name Drew Comments. I don't know if his name is Drew. I have no idea. But this is one of the people I tried to find today because he put together this video, the best explainer to the people who are vaccine holdouts to say, I want to get vaccinated. Okay, so so here is the video. Again, Drew Comments, I don't know, but that's his screen name on TikTok and I think on YouTube as well. But here he is. Take it away, Drew. Explain why you took the vaccine, please.
Yo, 150 million full vaccinations given out in the U.S., and I'm one of them. Moderna gang, my boy. Why'd I do it? Pretty simple. Deadly pandemic. I ain't trying to die. Vaccine, 94% effective after the second shot. Sign me up. After hearing from virologists and ICU physicians, most of whom look like me, my mind was made up. Not to mention nobody give me a good enough reason not to do it. You don't remember Tuskegee, my boy? Yeah, I do, and I also remember in that same instance, black men were refused treatment. Matter of fact, we're routinely excluded or hindered from getting life-saving vaccinations. But look how fast they made it. They didn't test it. That's cap. First off, they started phase one of human trials for Moderna back in mid-March 2020. Plus, three things contribute to vaccine development usually taking so long. Funding, manpower, when the starting point is. Now, coincidentally, these are the same factors that go into dating, but that's a conversation for another time. Let's first look at funding. Medical research costs money. Most of the time, one of the biggest challenges is getting grants. But that wasn't the case this time around. With the exception of the state of Georgia, the whole world closed down and researchers had access to all the money in it, which leads into the next advantage they had. Incredible manpower. Usually, these research groups are pretty small with a handful of folks. But COVID-19 taking top priority in the world, the entire global medical community researched it together at the same time and shared notes. That, with 100,000 people pretty much immediately volunteering for trials, they had more manpower than the comment section of a Kevin Samuels video. Anyway, third part is your starting point. mRNA is new, but it ain't that new. It's been studied for the better part of 30 years, going back to the early 90s. I'm talking about days of Mama Said Knock You Out, LL, Wanted Dead or Alive, Cool D-Rap, Home Base, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and The Fresh Prince. You some of y'all too young for that. Technically, I am too. But you don't even know what's in that vaccine. And it be causing Bell's palsy and autism and making women infertile and having miscarriages. Big Cap, New Era Cap, Michelin Ness. In my Moderna vaccine was messenger ribonucleic acid, lipid nanoparticles such as SM102, polyethylene glycol 2000, dimerosterol glycerol, cholesterol. And 1,2 distilled raw SN glycerol 3 phosphocholine, trimethamine, trimethamine hydrochloride, acetic acid, sodium acetate trihydrate, and sucrose.
Bruh.
Ain't none of that causing Bell's palsy, autism, or infertility in women. Vaccinated women have later become pregnant. Women who didn't know they were pregnant when they got vaccinated went full term with their gestation. Look, here's how they work. The mRNA goes into the cytoplasm of the cell and gives instructions on how to make the spike protein found on the actual COVID-19 virus. Your own body creates the spike protein, then creates antibodies that can beat it when and if the real thing shows up. So an athlete term, the mRNA shows up with game film. Your body then creates a scout team and can strategize against and beat up on in preparation for game day, just in case there's a game day. So really, we ain't even talking about vaccination.
We talking about practice.
As with any vaccinations, there are minor risks. So talk to your doctor. They're going to tell you the same thing. Then go get your shot. Because it don't make sense to be more afraid of the vaccine than you are of the actual virus. That's Bass Ackwards.
That's Bass Ackwards. Oh, my God. Drew Comments. Drew Comments is fucking awesome. That's about the fourth time I've watched it. Because aside from when he talked about what ingredients are in the vaccine, there's no subtitles on there. There's no caption. So I had to, you know, I went, listened, because I'm a bit anal, I guess, listened four times to hear everything he's saying. And that dude is spot on. He's got it. He's got all the answers. And so I tried to get him, you know, on the show. I found his Twitter handle. I got his email address, but I haven't heard back from him. I'm going to keep trying because that shit is brilliant. Now, I will post that video on the blog where I told you, NicoleSandler.com/7-26-21. Share it. Everybody needs to hear that because I don't understand the people who at this point are saying, no vaccine. I'm not getting a vaccine. There was one person, I don't remember where we saw it, but who said, somebody at CNN was asking people, why won't you get vaccinated? And this one guy said, well, I just don't know enough about it yet. What is there to know? You're not a medical doctor. You're not a scientist. So you're not expected to do the research, but you have a doctor. You've got experts coming at you 24/7 on, you know, media. What more do you need to know? You listen to the experts. You do the right thing. But boy, was this guy great or what? He was just awesome. Again, so Drew Comments. Again, I'll put the Twitter handle and the TikTok handle and all that stuff and his YouTube account up on the blog so you can find him. He does other stuff too. I may have to check out some of his other stuff and see if maybe we can do that. But I thought, all right, so here's today. I have other than Spocko's call and the Drew Comments video that John Ostowich that what I just played. Are you late, Drew? John, were you late to the party? Because I just played this epic video. This guy's so good. So that's one way to convince people. The other way you know, I find humor to be really effective. There's a reason that during, especially the Bush years, the Daily Show got so big, because that was what was getting through to the young people. You can reach young people with humor because they're not paying attention. They're not watching the nightly news. They're not watching CNN or MSNBC or certainly Fox. But you know, they did watch The Daily Show, and the fun, actually the real fake news worked. Just like, you know, Saturday Night Live in its heyday, in its epic days, the first five seasons, maybe, a Weekend Update was so important. I mean, I remember being, I was in high school when Saturday Night Live debuted, but in college, and when little time I lived in the dorm, people would show up Saturday night at 11:30 to watch the thing. John, I was asking, what's his last name? John, you relate to, he goes by the name of Drew Comments. You need to just rewind and watch it that way, because, or someone in the chat room will help you. I have to stop looking at the chat during the show. So I'll tell you what, let's take a very brief time out, if this still works. We'll give Progressive Voices a chance to take care of some business. Give you a chance to call in, should you care to, at 954-889-6410, or you can Skype into Nicole Sandler. But what I did was, since we're almost back to square one, I pulled out some of my favorites of the funny lockdown videos from over the past 18 months. So I'll share some of those with you, and I'll have to tell you about what happened yesterday with the art fair that I didn't go to. I didn't go. I set my stuff up and I left because COVID, right? All right. So a quick timeout. Back in a moment. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and Progressive Voices, too. You can tell I'm out of practice. All right. So PV is in ads. Let me do this while they're in commercials and talk to you guys. So I went to this art show. Do you notice, those of you watching on video, the artwork behind me is all different. I've been experimenting with fake stained glass. So that's what those things are. Let me see if I can zoom in on anything for you, because they are kind of cool, I think. I couldn't tell if I really like them or not. Let's see if I can zoom into some of these things behind me so you can see. So this is fake stained glass. There's a cat. There's another cat. There's a sun and a thing. So I'm still painting. I'm doing stuff. This is what I'm doing to supplement my income. Should you be looking for a pet portrait, I can do it, but I can do a fake stained glass thing too. We're playing this commercial on Progressive Voices. While that's playing, let me show you some of my works of art. So here are just some of the projects that I've done while we're on video. This is a dog. I think these are supposed to go move themselves, but they don't seem to be doing it. I don't know why. Maybe like this. All right, there we go. So these two, that's the painting. Here's the photo. I know if you're not watching on a video, then, this is probably not making much sense, but that's all right. We'll be back out of the, back out of the commercials in just a moment. So this is the original. I should show you the painting first and then the original, but I guess I'm doing it backwards. There's a kitty, painting of a kitty and a doggy. And hold on, I'm going to get out of the commercials and then back to regular programming in just a moment. Oh, there's one more. Hold on. Keep going. Okay, there's another kitty. Another kitty. And I think we're done. All right. And I'm going to bring the Progressive Voices people back, I think. Did they come back? It's such good radio, isn't it? All right. So anyway, that's what I do in my spare time. And, I'm trying to give people another way other than just, you know, donating to the show to support the show. I know this is the product, the show, but, you know, I do other stuff too. So should you care to support me, I'm happy to paint a custom pet portrait for you. So anyway, just feel free to send me an email and we'll talk. We'll figure it all out. Okay, we are back. Progressive Voices seems to be back. And all right, so I guess, again, the phone lines are open, 954-889-6410. Any topic is okay, but, you know, tell me about your, you know, your experience. Are people being vaccinated? So I was supposed to do this craft show, this Christmas in July thing yesterday. And then the COVID is on the rise. And here I am in Florida, where we had more cases here. I'm trying to remember the exact statistic, but more new cases than New York, California, Texas, like five states, big states combined. Because we have this governor, moron death sentence, as I call him, who says that, you know, that we don't need no stinking vaccines. We don't need no masks. In fact, he said there will be no mask mandates. Not only will there be no mask mandates, he will prohibit any schools from saying when you come back to school in the fall, you have to wear masks. Everyone is demanding them now. By the way, the city of Coral Springs, where I live, just put in a mandate. You can't go into any public buildings without a mask, effective tomorrow. The VA also announced today a mask mandate, but it doesn't go into effect for 8 weeks. Now, this is typical government bureaucracy. 8 weeks during COVID time? We don't have 8 weeks to spare, but they're giving them 8 weeks to ramp up to a mask policy inside any VA building? Seriously? It defeats the purpose. Why even bother? I got to see if I can find here. VA becomes first federally. I just pulled it up on the Washington Post website. Veterans Affairs makes COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for most health workers, making it first federal agency to do so. But I want to see, because I read it somewhere else, that it said they have 8 weeks to kick in. I'm looking through this Washington Post story. I'm not seeing the 8 week qualifier here. But I'm scrolling all the way down because knowing them, these things that, you know, it's like a footnote at the end. They have 8 weeks to comply with the new regulations. I don't see it. I hope that what I read was wrong, because if they're giving them 8 weeks to get into compliance, don't bother. In 8 weeks, you could have so many thousands dead. So if somebody wants to look that up and let me know if that's true, I'd appreciate it. Well, David's calling, so maybe he knows. Hi, David.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to echo, I believe his name is Michael from Memphis.
Yeah.
He's the angry black man.
Oh, right. They called the other on Friday.
I'm the angry white man from Coral Springs.
Okay.
And I got a lot of problems with you people. These idiots that are not wearing masks.
Uh-huh.
It's just absurd. It's just absolutely absurd. It's not that big an inconvenience for you to be a decent citizen. And if you don't mind getting sick and dying, that's one thing, but don't kill other people.
Right.
But even more than that, the person that I have the biggest problem with at this time is our commander in chief.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Is every bit as delusional as the maggots.
How so?
Joe Biden is still believing that the Senate he served in 25 years ago exists. It doesn't exist, Joe. The Republicans hate your guts. They're going to do everything in their power to see to it that you fail.
Well,
and you're
true.
Standing by here fiddling while Rome burns because you don't want to get rid of the filibuster because you say it will cause chaos and nothing will get done. Well, guess what, Joe? Nothing's getting done anyway. And if it caused chaos to not have the filibuster, why are the 49 out of 50 states that have bicameral legislatures, I think it's one of whom, Nicole, you said, had a filibuster invoked?
Yeah, it was Texas. So remember when Kathy, what's her name, Wendy Davis,
right,
put on
right,
her comfortable pink
right.
tennis shoes? So they obviously have a filibuster there.
So 48 out of 50 states do not have a filibuster, and lo and behold, they're passing legislation. So Joe needs to stop drinking his own fucking Kool-Aid and get some shit done, because nothing's happening. You know, people are saying on our side, oh, he's getting things done. No, he's not.
Right.
He's governing by executive order. And as he showed, when a new president takes over, those executive orders can be wiped off just like a chalkboard.
Yep, that's true. It's
so
true.
He needs to get laws passed, not issue executive order.
Right, and sadly,
we will all be fucked and not in a good way.
Right. Well, yeah. It looks like this so-called bipartisan infrastructure deal is on its deathbed right now. It was supposed to be, you know, they were supposed to take the revote today. But it looks like it's falling apart. Hopefully we'll have an update on that either later in the show or tomorrow. But anyway, hey, David, before you go, why don't you tell us this story, the story about the Norway women's beach handball team? Do you the Olympics? You've been paying attention. Do you know what's going on there?
It's team handball. It's team handball.
Yes.
And what happened was the Olympic Committee, I believe it was requiring them to play wearing bikini bottoms.
Right.
Which, you know, for a dirty old man like me, that's fine.
Right.
But nonetheless, for them to compete in bikini bottoms can't be comfortable.
Right.
The other day when we were watching the beach volleyball, if you recall, I said, I don't understand how those women can play volleyball something climbing up their ass like they were wearing.
So I have up on the screen for those watching a video feed, I have up on the screen the Norway women's handball team in the uniforms they chose to wear, which were basically like sports bras and bike shorts. Right?
Well, that's what they wore.
That's what they wore.
Bike shorts.
Right. But they wanted them to wear bikini bottoms.
As a result, they were fine.
They were fined, yes.
They were fined, yes. And Pink, who I'm not a huge fan of the singer, I don't mind the color. At any rate, she heard about this, obviously.
Yep.
And she said, you guys go, I'll gladly pay your fines.
Right. She tweeted at them or something and said she's going to pay off their fines, which is pretty huge. That's great. All right. So there's that. Ellie Mastal, by the way, posted that. It's a CBS News story, but it's not really the whole story. It's mostly the picture of them and their thing. And he wrote, men are the actual worst. I fucking apologize. It's goddamn embarrassing. For once, I agree.
Well, we can't help it. It's the DNA. But anyway, getting back to the vaccine thing, Leonard Fournette, who plays for the Tampa Bay Bucks, said the other day upon reporting to training camp that he doesn't know enough about the vaccine.
Oh, that's who it was. Right. Okay.
Well, Leonard, unless you're so stupid your hair hurts, you haven't been paying attention.
Right.
And you've got team doctors there that you're going to trust. If you tear your ACL or break your arm, you're going to trust them to treat you. But yet you're not going to trust them when they tell you that the odds are significantly decreased if you take the fucking vaccine.
Right. Right. By the way, somebody in the chat room just said, Karate Joe said the fines were $150 per player. For wearing the shorts instead of bikini bottoms. Are you kidding me? That is disgusting. That's really sick. Yeah, they got fined for not wearing bikini bottoms, for wearing those bike shorts. And it's not like in that picture they weren't sexy. I mean, they all look pretty hot to me. Even wearing the bike shorts, it's sexist to make them wear bikinis. I'm sorry, it's just wrong. What year is this?
Well, and it's not the tits and ass Olympics. They're not out there.
It isn't.
You know, it's not a wet T-shirt contest.
Right.
It's not what it is.
That is true.
This is to see who is the best at their game, not who's got the nicest ass or whatever the case may be. You know, I'm not a prude. You know, I'm a big fan of nice asses and you know, boobs and faces and all the rest of that female stuff.
Yep.
But
It's true.
Isn't a place for it.
No. Yep. Oh, well, live and learn, and good for them, and good for Pink. I actually like Pink. I mean,
really
her music is not
Pink.
my favorite stuff, but she is talented. She does these trapeze things that I don't understand, but whatever. You know, that's okay.
Well, I'm a fan of hers now.
Good. Yeah. Cool. All right, David. Thank you.
Love you, Natalie.
Love you, too. Bye. Phone lines are open. Should you care to call in 954-889-6410. So I'm thinking, which song from our, you know, the months we spent in lockdown. And I got to, you know, peruse all of these wonderful creative talents online. And I came up with a great collection of videos. I'm just trying to think which one I should play. I could play one about getting vaccinated, or I could play one about, you know, social distancing, or Give It to Me, a parody of Feel. That was a good one too. There's so many of them spreading through the air, the COVID. There's so many of them. I don't know which one to do. You know what? But because I love the Marsh family from the UK, I may have to play this one. This is only a couple of the kids and the dad, but it was so good. And this is for anyone who won't get vaccinated. Get vaccinated, please. I don't know what you're waiting for. Do you want a personal invitation? If you want a personal invitation in song to get vaccinated, consider this it. It's the Marsh family musically imploring you to get a vaccine. Take it away, Marsh family.
I heard there was a rumor shed that COVID vaccines were unprepared or brewed to really censor and control you. Well, it goes like this, a fourth or fifth of people might have fought for this. They're thinking of opposing having new jobs. Have the new job, have the new job, have the new job, have the new job.
In Britain, they call the shot the jab, for those who don't quite know.
Well, the science is strong and they've yielded proof. You won't grow scales or camel's hooves. They duly checked with trials and then approved them. It's biological warfare. They broke all records but still took care. So please do not refuse to have the new jab. Have the new job, have the new job, have the new job, have the new job. Well, maybe we all get misled. We see this poster, our walls are thread. They use conspiracy theories just to fool ya. It's not needle pricks to be scared about. It's the ones who put this nonsense out. Subside and it's a mistake and have the new job. Have the new job. Have the new job. Why on earth would Bill Gates want to rule ya? And it's not a trick to get you spayed. It's not some change to our DNA. It's a COVID fighting weapon. Have the new job. 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 Well, there are some times we make a choice, a personal view, a protest voice, but other times we're part of something greater. So
remember this ain't just for you. You're just protecting others too. And every breath we save is hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Wow. Just look at him holding her arm to just say, be quiet. You nailed it. You nailed it. That's the Marsh family. They are just so amazing. This family in the UK, they're in Kent, England, and they started doing these songs as a family. There are two boys also and a wife, and they do these wonderful song parodies, but their voices are just amazing. And how wonderful was that, right? Yes, Leonard Cohen would probably have loved that. They're just wonderful. And I interviewed them. I had them on the show a few months back because I'm so enamored with them. And they're just as adorable in person. They did a thing. You know how we have the Red Nose Day here? It's part of comic relief. Well, it started over there, and they performed at the British Comic Relief. I should see if I could find it again. I played it back when it came out, and I probably don't have time to get to it. But let me see if I can multitask and see if they do have it. Marsh Family Comic Relief. Oh, and I think it is there. And if it's there, I'll go out with this because they are. It's here. Oh my God! So I'm going to play this one for you, just because we're all loving them so much. And we'll end the show on this note. Progressive Voices will end during it. I will post both videos though on the blog at NicoleSandler.com/7-26-21. Let's see. I got to bring down. I got to get this window up, because I'm moving things around. All right, so here you go. This is from Comic Relief. It is the Marsh family.
Faversham's most famous family. Tens of thousands of online followers.
Oh, hopefully they're going to play the song.
30 million views.
We'll find out in a minute.
Out of their house for one night only, but still in their pajamas.
Yeah.
The
here we go.
Marsh family.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, here we go.
Third lockdown.
2021, and it's a little bit lonely. No one's ever coming round.
Third lockdown.
2021, we bet we'd all be outside, but I'm still listening to the sound of their tears.
Third lockdown.
Every day I'm treated like I often service, but they mess it in the blink of an eye.
Every now and then we get a little bit terrified of when we think she's gonna let fly.
Third lockdown, time flies.
Struggling to tell the days apart.
Third lockdown, time flies.
Feels as if we're only at the start.
But we've grown a lot.
We can't be arsed with the park.
Nothing we can say, we're totally fixed where we are.
Start.
And we leave on our
Now it's 80 songs from the charts.
Nothing we can say, we're totally fixed where we are.
How awesome was that? Oh, the Marsh family. They are that talented. I'm glad I got that in. All right, we are done for the day. Tomorrow's Tuesday, but we don't have Gotta Laugh tomorrow. Instead, oh, we got a big show tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to be speaking with the reporter, the Miami Herald reporter, who broke the story on Jeffrey Epstein. She has a new book out. She will be on the show tomorrow. Oh, yeah. And we'll talk a little bit about Florida politics in there as well. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for bearing with me today. And I'm glad you enjoyed the Marsh family. I should always just pull them out, have them on the back burner. And then we'll take it from there. And thanks to Spocko as well. Spocko, we should have planned better next time. All right. See you all tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye. But I will leave you with the news because, yes, we did have a newscast. So with no further ado, take it away, Nicole. And what's news? All right, here we go.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We're going in the wrong direction. If you look at the inflection of the curve of new cases, and as you said, in the run-in to this interview, that it is among the unvaccinated. And since we have 50% of the country is not fully vaccinated, that's a problem.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said he was very frustrated over the unnecessary predicament, as he called it, that the nation faces with COVID-19 cases soaring in the regions with the highest percentages of unvaccinated people. Fauci said public health officials were actively considering recommending that even vaccinated Americans wear masks to help prevent new infections. He said the CDC models are projecting a worst case scenario of 4,000 deaths a day if things don't improve. But as is kind of apparent, the vaccine divide is a political one. Polling shows that many Americans in conservative states remain deeply skeptical of the vaccine, and a lot of them say that they will never get one. But more and more conservative leaders are joining the calls to get vaccinated as this Delta variant rips through vulnerable communities. CNN's Harry Enten pointed out the discrepancies based upon where Americans get their news.
So this is age 18. It's adults with at least one COVID vaccine dose by their main source of news. Look at this. Fox News, just 62% of people who use Fox News as their main news source have at least one dose. Compare that to ABC News, ABC, CBS, NBC, 79%, or this network and MSNBC, 83%. So what we see is about 20 points less of the Fox News audience has been vaccinated compared to the people who get their news from, say, some other television outlet.
We kind of knew it, but it's interesting to hear the facts laid out like that. Thankfully, some Republican states are coming around. This is Alabama Governor Kay Ivey.
The new cases in COVID are because of unvaccinated folks. Almost 100% of the new hospitalizations are with unvaccinated folks. And the deaths are certainly occurring with unvaccinated folks. These folks are choosing a horrible lifestyle of self-inflicted pain.
Besides, you know, this emotional plea you just gave us, what is it going to take to get people to get shots in arms?
I don't know. You tell me. Folks supposed to have common sense. But it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down.
But as a leader of the state, don't you think it's your responsibility to try and help get this situation under control?
I've done all I know how to do. I can encourage you to do something, but I can't make you take care of yourself.
And for the past month, more than 100 children under the age of 5 have been dying weekly from COVID-19 in Indonesia. That should end the thinking that children are rarely affected by the virus. Health officials say the sharp uptick in child mortality, this is the highest seen in any country since the pandemic began, is driven by the Delta variant. Indonesia is just the latest country to be crushed under the weight of a new wave of the pandemic, marking 50,000 new infections and 1,566 deaths in a single day on Friday. Children in Indonesia now make up 12.5% of all infections, and they're not eligible for vaccinations. Just something to keep in mind. In France, protesters are gathering outside the halls of parliament while lawmakers work inside through the weekend to pass a controversial Green Pass law. This legislation will now be in effect until at least November 15th. It'll require anyone who wants to eat at a restaurant or get on a domestic train or an airplane to prove that they have been inoculated against COVID-19 or have a negative test taken within 48 hours. The law also stipulates that all health workers will have to be vaccinated by September 15th. The law will initially apply to adults over the age of 18, but as of September 30th, everyone over 12 will also be required to carry the so-called Green Pass. Now, previous legislation already prohibited anyone without a vaccination or negative test from entering museums, movie theaters, or swimming pools. But more than 160,000 people took to the streets across France to protest the bill this weekend. Dozens were arrested, and the bill now has to be signed off on by France's Constitutional Court. And that should happen early this week. Stay safe, everyone. In other news, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Sunday named a second Republican, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, to serve on the select committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of the former guy. Pelosi said Kinzinger, an outspoken Trump critic, quote, brings great patriotism to the committee's mission to find the facts and protect our democracy. Kinzinger was one of seven House Republicans who joined the Democrats in voting to impeach Trump in January for inciting the insurrection. Another of those Republicans, Liz Cheney, has already been appointed to that panel by Nancy Pelosi. Of course, Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy withdrew his five nominees after Pelosi rejected two of them. And now a growing number of Republicans want McCarthy and Republican leadership to punish Cheney and Kinzinger for joining the commission. This is ridiculous. And Nancy Pelosi also said Sunday that the House would not vote on that bipartisan infrastructure package until it passes the Senate. She said, quote, we are rooting for the infrastructure bill to pass, but we all know that more needs to be done. Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, one of the leading negotiators on the bipartisan bill, said in a separate appearance that Pelosi's position was, quote, entirely counter to President Biden's commitment to a bipartisan effort to get the proposal through the House and the Senate. He said that the infrastructure bill, quote, has nothing to do with the reckless tax and spend extravaganza Pelosi's talking about. All right, if you think so. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.